now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, January 6, 2022. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change special show for you today. Steve Wolfong, Director of Recruiting for 24/7 Sports, live from San Antonio, Texas, where he is covering the All-American Bowl. There are many Buckeyes in action. He's going to bring us completely up to speed. Steve, what is it like having to watch the Dean take over the San Antonio nightlife?
Man, I tell you what, it's a lot of cheeseburgers with ketchup only, Mountain Dew, chocolate chip cookies. But it's always a pleasure to be around the Dean, who grinds as hard as anybody I've ever seen in any profession.
No doubt. And there is a lot to do down there, considering this All-Star game drew many a Buckeye, and we are going to discuss it. The news, though, that came down there, we have a commitment coming, hopefully, on Saturday during the game. By the way, 1 p.m. kickoff. Hero Canoe, defensive tackle from Rancho Santa Margarita, will be committing on the air. Carson Hinsman, offensive lineman from Wisconsin, committed to Ohio State over Wisconsin the other day down there. Can you bring us up to speed on these two important news items before we break down just how our guys are faring at the All-Star game?
Yeah, Hero Canoe, one of the more explosive interior defensive line prospects in the country, going to announce his college decision. Took official visits to Georgia, Notre Dame, Ohio State, and Oklahoma. I think at one point I liked Oklahoma's position for him, but the official visit to Ohio State on October 30th. And then also, you know, visiting Ohio State in the summer, camping there, really getting a chance to know these coaching staff so well. I think that the Buckeyes are in position to land this young man and add him to a class that ranks number four nationally. And things are really coming together for Ohio State at the point of attack on both sides of the ball here, down the stretch here, as they put the finishing touches on another terrific class.
In recruiting, I'm not sure where this would rank in terms of achievement, but bringing a Wisconsin offensive lineman to Ohio State out of Wisconsin when the Badgers wanted him, very impressive. Carson Hinsman, I'm told, is looking good down there and could be that classic guard everyone on the front row is clamoring for. What do you think about Hinsman?
Man, I think he's a really good pickup for Ohio State. He's had a strong week here in San Antonio at the All-America Bowl first day. My man Joey Tonona, I live in Zionsville. You guys know I root for these Indianapolis kids hard on the next level. Tonona's committed to Notre Dame, but he is not able to participate this week. He was the center. So Carson Hinsman steps up on the first day, never done a shotgun snap in his life, and really just embraced it and had a good practice. And, was able to snap and still block some of the best defensive linemen in the country. He's just a hard-nosed kid with good feet. He's strong in the middle, moves well, and has the right attitude and mentality. If I'm Wisconsin, I'm getting a little nervous. They lose Billy Shrout to Notre Dame, an offensive lineman. They lose Carson Hinsman to Ohio State. I mean, those are guys that you typically see year in and year out elect to play for the Badgers. So, Carson Hinsman chose Ohio State. Talked to my colleague, Alan True. You know, it was the opportunities on and off the field. Carson Hinsman, this dude, Gabe Brooks, my colleague down here, one of our national analysts, was standing near the offensive line group when the offensive line coach was kind of chit-chatting with them and asked the group what their hobbies were. And Carson Hinsman's hobby is farming. And so that'll just give you the kind of – I mean, this young man's a hard-nosed, hard-working kid that's going to bring the tangibles and intangibles to Columbus on the offensive line.
Great story. Speaking of tangibles and intangibles, no position more important than quarterback. And Ohio State has Devin Brown down there. There's some other big names down there. Drew Aller, Cade Klubnik. How has Devin Brown fared among all the studs?
I mean, Devin Brown is, you know, in the conversation as top quarterback prospect in the country. You know, I don't see, you know, through a couple of days, I don't see anyone passing Drew Aller. But Devin Brown is, if he comes out of college QB1, I won't be surprised. You know, I mean, this kid's extremely talented, extremely confident, likes to go downfield and make big plays. He's just been one of the more exciting players to watch down here. He's done a terrific job, and he's having fun, and he maintains the standard in Ohio State's quarterback room. And that's not just from a talent perspective, but from a competition standpoint. You look at Kyle McCord competing his ass off there. Now you're going to bring in Devin Brown. You know, he's a guy that's embracing that competition and told me at check-in that he was upset that Quinn Ewers left because he was looking forward to competing with them. And I have a suspicion that he thinks he's better than Quinn Ewers. He got a chance to throw next to Quinn Ewers at the Elite 11 finals. And I think he was looking to go to Ohio State and, you know, prove that along the way. But I think that it was a development, you know, the way that Ohio State develops the position, Devin Brown's betting on himself to ultimately be the starter. And if you're the starter at Ohio State under center, recent history says that you're going to get drafted pretty damn high. So he's got big goals. He loves playing football, and he's having a good time down here, and he's having a great showing.
There's some it factor with Devin Brown for sure when you hear him talk or just see him move around. He's got a little something to him. Throws a beautiful deep ball. That's one thing you can see on the clips we have from practice, that he's got some real zip on his deep ball.
He throws with the right temperament to all levels of the field that he needs to. He knows when to throw with touch. He knows when to put some juice on it. He does have a nice deep ball. I mean, he's got everything you're looking for at the position, including the moxie and the leadership qualities too.
Yeah, that was a major score. What an incredible move to get him after they lost Ewers tangentially in the same class. Going to need to protect him, though. And we talked about Carson Hensman. Also down there, we're going to kind of break this up by position now. George Fitzpatrick. Bill Kerlick let me know. George Fitzpatrick, big dude. What do you think of Fitzpatrick so far now that you've seen him in person?
Well, he's another offensive lineman that's really been impressive down here with the way he moves and the tenacity he plays with at the point of attack. And he was a guy that was highly coveted by several schools. And so for Ohio State to win that recruiting battle, I mean, he picked Ohio State over Oregon and Oklahoma, which in my opinion, you know, Mario Cristobal and Coach Mirabel and then Coach Biedenbaugh at Oklahoma, you know, those are some of the best offensive line minds and coaches in America, and those two schools coveted him as well. So that was a big recruiting win for Ohio State, and he's come down here and shown why. You know, it's watching him and Hensman work together on the interior. You know, those guys have made some things happen and created some running lanes for running backs. The first day of practice, the West offensive line dominated the West defensive line on inside run. Everybody knew it was going to be a running play, but they were getting a lot of yardage, and that was a credit to Fitzpatrick and among others. And the other thing I noticed with Fitzpatrick, it looks like he can get out and run, get out and block in front of those screens and be a road grader out there in space.
As good as Hensman and Fitzpatrick have looked, the future Buckeye offensive lineman that's been the most impressive so far down there is the enormous Tegra Tshabola. He was on the top performers list for yesterday that we put together. That's a major step up in competition, having to go against that type of defensive line talent. I assume he's doing quite well.
Yeah, no, I mean, 6'6", 340 plus, can move, plays angry, just strong. He's a guy that we have ranked number 39 in the country. We have 32 five stars a year. So he's certainly in the equation when you start talking about potential five stars. That's not like a guarantee that he's going to get one, but we love the young man, have him ranked extremely high, top five nationally at his position. You know, he's the guy that's going to come in and instantly push an Ohio State room that, you know, should be pretty good on the offensive front next year.
Yeah, he's one of those guys from Ohio that committed early on in the process. So we maybe forget about him a little bit, but he is fantastic.
Kentucky tried to flip him over and over and over and over again. And I know people are probably eye rolling saying Kentucky. I mean, they've done a good job in the state of Ohio, particularly at Lakota West. They've had a lot of young men go there and be successful. And you know, they have the nation's number 11 class and won 10 games. You know, Ohio State, this is a guy that's at the top of their board, and they love him, and I'm sure they're happy to have him. Offensive line was a big need this cycle for the Buckeyes, and I think they've done a good job addressing it with the guys that they have in the fold.
We're going to take a quick break, come back, round out the All-American coverage.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
All right, we're back. One guy that I think surprised some people when he weighed in and measured in was Caden Curry. I think people thought he might be a little bit bigger, but then when they got on the field, he does what he does, and he has played with a great motor. You know Caden Curry as well as anybody. Let us know how big he is and what he's done down there.
Well, the motor is the intangible and kind of the tangible. They go hand in hand, but I mean, his first step quickness, his burst, his get off, is off the charts. He's one of the quickest players on the defensive line here, and you know, even Tiger got a taste of that. You know, they had I saw them compete against each other twice, and Tiger got the best of Caden the first time, but the second time Tiger was probably like, where the hell did he go? Oh shit, he's oh darn, he's behind me, you know, and making the play on the quarterback. So you know, Caden Curry is the real deal, and chose Ohio State over Alabama and Clemson, and you know he's going to be slipping through those gaps, and he's going to be a menace in the backfield, and a guy that Ohio State's going to really be able to create mismatches with, you know, with just how quick he is, getting him up against an offensive lineman that's just not going to have much chance against that twitch. And he's strong, he's going to get stronger in college. I mean, he's still developing physically, but I mean, just how quickly he is out of his stance and on you and making plays. And then you talked about the motor. He's relentless. I mean, he's the guy that can turn around and make sure that a big play doesn't happen because he's hustling to the football and maybe limiting it to 6 or 7 yards instead of 30 or 40, you know, because he's getting there quickly and he never gives up on plays. He's just got everything you're looking for with the mentality standpoint. And then he's quick and strong, man.
Alabama and Ohio State are all in on a guy from Indiana. You can rest assured that he is a quality football player, and we are lucky to have him. Let's move to wide receiver. Caleb Brown, the COVID done snapped him up. Kojo Antwi, Kion Grays. There were some one-on-ones yesterday. How are we doing at receiver down there?
Well, I just love, and I was talking to someone yesterday, and I kept accidentally calling Kion Olave. Now, part of that is that my brain is not, is, you know, it gets all jumbled sometimes, so I start saying wrong names, and my guy kept correcting me. But his skill set is phenomenal. I mean, he's got a lot of juice to him. He's got great ball skills. He's confident. But I think he can really separate. I think that's his strength, just his ability to separate from defensive backs and be reliable catching the football. But he's explosive. He can run. Kojo's got kind of some freaky bounce to him. He's another fluid athlete, very confident kid. You know, I've talked to some people that, you know, think he's a raw, but when he puts it all together, he's got a chance to be special. And, you know, he's going to Ohio State where they've had great player development at the position. But, I mean, Kojo can really go up and get the football. I mean, you see him in person, and he is lean but strong. I mean, the muscles are kind of popping off him a little bit. And he doesn't have calves like our guy from St. Louis who's had injuries. Why am I drawing a blank, Dan? Yeah, no one has Cameron Babb caps, but Kojo's got some ripped up legs, and you can just tell he's an athlete.
Very impressive group down there. I imagine that's got to be close to the biggest contingent of any school. So we like Ohio State having the vibe. Let us know what's going to go on for today, the next few days as we lead up to the game.
So the dean will be at practice. So you'll want to stick with the dean as he gets out to bring you more coverage on Ohio State. And we'll have some national guys out at those practices as well. I will be at All-America Bowl Combine check-in. Some talented juniors come to town for Friday's National Combine. So that's kind of my focus the next 2 days. And then we got the game on Saturday, which you can watch on NBC at 1 o'clock. A lot of Buckeyes will be on the field, and we'll be providing coverage from 24/7 Sports and Bucknuts. And my man Bill Kierlick will get that sandwich. We'll bring the show full circle, and the dean will eat just the cookie and the chips.
He will not have any condiments on there. You can rest assured that. But you know this, Steve Wiltfong and Bill Kierlick together, combined with the rest of the staff down there, you know you're going to get the best coverage on the earth.
Take care, y'all. See you on the front row. And just so you know, even though the dean eats the way he eats, he inspires me with how hard he works for y'all. You guys take care. Happy New Year.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.